Welcome to episode 5 of the Kenny Cannon podcast. I'm sitting here on the west end of Long Island, New York at a hockey camp with my daughter. And I'm waiting for her to get on the ice. I figured I'd shoot a quick episode here. How to deal with problem customers. I've been dealing with that for 12 years. And it's an absolute nightmare, to be honest with you. It's probably the worst part of my business. And I'm sure the same goes for a lot of people. I mean, I have an entire part of my company that just deals with people who are, you know, problems in some way, shape, or form. Now, these are not, just to be clear, I'm not talking about customers who ask for a refund because they're not happy with something, or a customer that returns a product of yours, or a customer who cancels your service because, you know, they don't feel a need for it anymore, anything like that. What I'm talking about are the people who write you at 2 in the morning, and because you didn't reply by 2:30, they're threatening your life and telling you that they're going to sue you and everything else. And every business is going to have them no matter what you do. So how do you deal with problem customers like that? So step number one in dealing with problem customers is, number one, noticing and realizing and accepting the fact that you are going to have them no matter what business you're in. That is a part of being an entrepreneur. That's part of living the entrepreneur life, and you really have to be ready to handle it. So number one, going into it, just understand that you will have people who turn out to hate your guts after a while, no matter what business you're in. That's number one. Number two, always remain calm and professional no matter what people tell you now or say to you. Now, in the internet marketing business, when you're launching information, when you're selling training products online or whatever, especially in the low ticket information business where you're selling $7 products or $20 products or whatever, it's not uncommon to have people threaten your life or threaten your family and all this stuff. And I've been hearing this stuff forever. And it becomes difficult to stay calm, cool, and collected. But at the end of the day, when you look at the big picture of it, when things like disputes happen or chargebacks happen, which are kind of the same thing as a dispute, but whatever, when those things happen, you want to be able to show that you were the calm and professional and, you know, the person that tried to resolve the problem reasonably and effectively, and the other person was the one that was, you know, escalating the issue and all that kind of stuff. So always remain calm, cool, and collected. Always remain professional. And it's also just a good way of living life and doing business. I mean, if somebody is all up in your face screaming and yelling, it's much better to just back down and be like, okay, man, whatever. You're right, I'm wrong, and just move on. Number three, stick to what you said you were going to do. This is really important, especially in the internet business, because we are constantly, as vendors, I mean, a lot of people don't know this or don't take this into account. I just got to open my door here. It's getting really hot. Most people don't take this into account. We are constantly under the pressure of our payment processors, and the customers know this. The customers understand this. So I feel that there are some customers, not a lot, not a majority by any stretch of the imagination, but there are some customers that use that to their advantage. So they know that at any given moment, there are places like PayPal and Stripe and ClickBank and 2Checkout and JVZoo and Warrior and all these other places that will ban us at any second for too many disputes or too many chargebacks or too many refund, you know, the percentages are out of order or whatever. And they understand that. So what ends up happening is there's no repercussions for doing a dispute, really, right? So if you're going to have terms of service that say something, let's say, no refunds after 7 days. Well, on the 10th day, if you get a refund request, that person will just say, oh, okay, well, whatever. If you say no, then I'll just dispute the charge. And then you're sitting there thinking, well, if you dispute the charge and that goes to PayPal or that goes to Stripe or whatever, then you're going to have a problem. So what ends up happening is people give in because there's no repercussions for doing fraudulent chargebacks or fraudulent disputes for the on the customer side of it. What vendors do is they give in and they give the money back. That is absolutely horrendously bad. It's bad business. It's just a bad practice to get into. So no matter what your terms are, state them clear. Don't hide them. Right? When you're making a sale, don't hide them. Every single time when I do a sale, my terms of service are like, you know, big and bold and right in the middle of the screen. So make them big and bold, and then stick to them. Because here's the thing. If you have a 7-day refund, but think about this. If you have a 7-day refund policy, right, just as an example, and somebody writes you on the 10th day and says, I'd like a refund, and you give it to them, what does that say to the other 1,000 people that bought that? It just says that you're not a really honest person, right? I mean, if you're laying out terms of service, you have to live by those terms of service no matter what. And so does the customer, right? So you have to stick to your guns no matter what it is. Now, obviously, are there some circumstances where you'll bend a little bit? Yes, of course there are, but it shouldn't be standard practice. And I think for a lot of vendors today, it is, because they're deathly afraid of, number one, losing their merchant accounts or losing their Stripe account or their PayPal account. And the other thing they're afraid of, too, is people talking about them on the internet. Now, I had that fear for a long time. I had the fear of, if I don't give them a refund, or if I don't agree to their dispute or whatever, then they're just going to go on a forum and talk about me, and it's anonymous and nobody knows who they are, and then it's going to rank on Google and it's going to be horrible. I had that fear as well. Guess what? Not anymore. I don't really care. Because see, here's the thing. If you look up any company in the world, no matter who it is, Walmart. See, I actually just did this the other day for West Marine. And I was actually searching for their customer support information. And the fourth thing down when I searched for West Marine was a whole big thing about all people just talking crap about them, like forever. So I think customers are starting to understand that anyone can go online and talk, say anything about anyone anonymously. And that's just the way it is, right? So we can't be afraid of that. You have to stick to your guns. And the only thing that I could tell you is, if you're getting results for people and you're doing good things for people, which every business should be doing, I mean, you should be providing positive results for people and stuff like that, then fill up everything with positive stuff, right? Post all of those testimonials, post all that feedback, post all of your positive stuff, start a podcast like this so that this, you have positive stuff out there that will show people who you really are, not some anonymous person who, is behind a screen name or whatever, just running their mouth about you because you stuck by your terms of service and didn't give them a refund 10 days after the refund period was over. All right. So number one, understand that you are going to get them. Okay. Act professionally and stick to your guns no matter what they are. If you lay out terms of service, stick to them no matter what they are. That is how you deal with negative customers, problem customers. And again, I'm not saying people can't ask for a refund. I'm not saying that people shouldn't ask for a refund. I'm not saying people can't cancel. What I am saying, or your service, or whatever it is that you sell, what I am saying is that some people are unreasonable and some people want to go outside of the terms of service to get that done. And they understand that, especially in the internet business, we're under pressure from PayPal and Stripe and 2Checkout and ClickBank and Warrior Plus and all these people. So they use that to their advantage and they take advantage of it sometimes. We can't let that happen. We have to stick to our guns, and whatever our terms of service are, they are. And that is how you deal with problem customers. And last thing I'll leave you with is this. Make sure you control your results, your search results. So fill it up with positive stuff. Put your testimonials up there. Put, a podcast up. Put stuff on your YouTube channel. Start a Facebook group. Make sure you have activity going on your Facebook profile. Things like that. LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. All those things should be up there, and they should be filled with positive stuff about you, about the real you, about the real business that you run, about your ethics and your morals and your values and your honesty and the things that most people, 99% of people, say about you, not the 1% that, are going to run around talking crap about you online or whatever. All right. So that's how you deal with them. They're going to happen. So get ready. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time.